Lesson 3.2. Main Story 3.2. A Dreaming Fisherman. Hi, how are you? How are you feeling today? How is your mood? I hope that you are feeling wonderful. So we are going to listen to the mini story lesson. I hope that you know our rules. As usual, you have to answer the questions quickly. So are you ready? In that case, breathe deeply, jump, run, dance, but please don't sit still, okay? And listen carefully. So let's go. A lifelong fisherman named Hans Andersen has a dream. Is there a raw fisherman? No, there isn't an experienced fisherman. Is there a lifelong carpenter? No, there isn't a lifelong carpenter. Who is there? There is a lifelong fisherman. Is his name Cedric? No, his name isn't Cedric. What is his name? His name is Hans. Is his name Hans Müller? No, his name isn't Hans Müller. Is his name Hans Andersen? Yes, his name is Hans Andersen. Is he a writer? No, he isn't a writer. He is a fisherman. Does he have a dream? Yes, he has a dream. Who has a dream? A fisherman named Hans Andersen has a dream. He wants to sail around the world. Is his dream to catch a whale? No, his dream isn't to catch a whale. Is his dream to catch a shark? No, his dream isn't to catch a shark. What is his dream? He wants to sail around the world. Does he want to fly around the world? No, he doesn't want to fly around the world. Does he want to travel around the world? By bike? No, he doesn't want it to. How does he want to travel around the world? He wants to sail around the world. He gets several sponsors who subsidizes his trip. Does he find anybody who arrange his trip? Yes, he finds several sponsors. Can he hardly find a sponsor? No, he can't find several sponsors. Does he find sponsors to run his own business? No, he doesn't find them in order to run his own business. Why does he need the sponsors? Well, he needs them to organize his trip. Who gets several sponsors? He has several sponsors. Hans Andersen has several sponsors. He buys a beautiful 40-foot yacht with all the latest technologies and has a pleasant voyage. Does he buy a beautiful 40-foot yacht? Yes, he buys a beautiful 40-foot yacht. Does he sell ships? No, he doesn't sell ships. Does he buy an ugly boat? No, he doesn't buy an ugly boat. Does he buy a beautiful boat? No, he doesn't buy a beautiful boat. He buys a beautiful yacht. Does he purchase a small yacht? No, he doesn't buy a small yacht. What kind of yacht does he purchase? Well, he buys a 40-foot yacht. Does he buy a substandard yacht? No, he buys a qualified yacht. Is his yacht old? No, it's not an old yacht. Well, does he fit up with all technicals and breakneck gear? No, he doesn't fit it up with all technicals and breakneck gear. Does he fit up with latest technicals and safety gear? Yes, he fits it up with latest technicals and safety gear. Does he have an unpleasant voyage? No, he has a pleasant voyage. Well, except for almost sinking while going around the tips of the South America and Africa, The voyage goes so smoothly that, looking back on it, he doesn't feel a challenge. Does he sail around the Mediterranean Sea and the Pacific Ocean? No, he sails around the tips of South America and Africa. Does he sing during his trip? No, he doesn't sing. Does the voyage go unevenly? No, the voyage goes so smoothly. Does he think it's too difficult? No, he doesn't think it's too difficult. Does he feel it was too easy? Yes, he feels it is too easy. Who feels that it is too easy? He feels that it's too easy. What is too easy? The voyage is easy. He needs a new challenge. He decides to build his own boat. But that is nothing new. So, does he need to buy a new ship? No, he doesn't need to buy a new ship. Does he need a new adventures? Yes, he needs a new challenge. Does he decide to buy a plane? No, he doesn't decide to buy a plane. What does he decide? He decides to build his own boat. Wow. Does he decide to build his own yacht? No. He decides to build a boat. Is that new to the world? No, that is nothing new. Several people build their own boats and sail them around the world. Does only he want to build a boat? No. Several people has already built their own boats. Do they sell their boats? No, they don't sell them. Do some people build houses? No, they don't build houses. What do they build? Several people build their own boats. What do they do with their boats? They sail them around the world. Does he need an ordinary boat? No, he needs a unique boat. Watching TV commercials one day, he gets it. Ice cream sticks. He becomes the first man to sail around the world in a boat built exclusively of ice cream sticks. Does he need a simple boat? No, he doesn't need a simple boat. Does he need a unique boat? Yes, he needs a special boat. Does he know how to build a boat? No, he doesn't know how to build it. Does he need a wood to build a boat? No, he doesn't need a wood. Does he need an iron to make a ship? No, he doesn't need it too. Does he have any idea to build a boat? Yes, one day, watching TV commercials, he gets it. Ice cream sticks. Does anybody build a boat with ice cream sticks? No, he becomes the first man who has built a boat exclusively of ice cream sticks. Does he want to sail around the world in that boat? Yes, he wants to sail around the world in that boat. He puts out the world. Within 3 years, school children from all over the Holland sends hands 15 million ice cream sticks. He uses these sticks to build a 40-foot replica of a Viking ship. Does he forget about everything? Yes, he puts out the world. Why? Because he thinks about how to build a unique boat. Does he have an idea? Yes, he wants to build a boat with ice cream sticks. Does Hans eat ice cream every day? No, he doesn't eat ice cream every day. How does he collect the ice cream sticks? Well, the ice cream sticks are sent by school children all over the Holland. Are the ice cream sticks sent by people all over the world? No, they are sent by school children all over the Holland. How many ice cream sticks are sent? 15 million ice cream sticks are sent. Does he gather 10 million ice cream sticks? No, he gathers 15 million ice cream sticks. How many years does it take to gather ice cream sticks? Within 3 years, he gathers 15 million ice cream sticks. Does he want to collect them? No, he doesn't want to collect them. What does he want to do with them? He wants to build a boat. Does Hans build a small boat? No, he doesn't build a small boat. Does he build a 25-foot ship? No, he builds a 40-foot ship. Does he build a 45-foot replica of Captain Hook's ship? No, he builds a 40-foot replica of Viking ship. After all the sticks are glued together, Hans takes his new boat out to the sea on a one-week voyage. It's magnificent and totally seaworthy, he proclaims. Does he tie the sticks to make a ship? No, he doesn't tie them to make a ship. What does he do with them? He glues them together. What does he do with that boat? Gives it to the museum as a monument? No, he takes his new boat out to sea on a one-week voyage. Does he not like that boat? No, he likes that ship. Does he proclaims, is it terrible and totally unseaworthy? No, he doesn't say that. What does he say? He proclaims, it's magnificent and totally seaworthy. He plans to set a sail in early 2020 with a crew of two. He thinks to sail across the Atlantic and down to the Florida and through the Panama Canal to Canada. Does he plan to set a sail next week? No, he doesn't plan to set a sail next week. Well, he plans to set a sail in early 2020. Does he want to sail with a sailor of four? No, he doesn't want to sail with a sailor of four. Does he want to sail with a crew of two? Yes, he plans to sail with a crew of two. Does he want to sail across the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean? No, he doesn't want to sail across the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. Does he want to fly across the Atlantic to Canada? No, he wants to sail across the Atlantic to Canada and then down to Florida. He doesn't fly. He just sails. Okay, what does he want to do then? After sailing to Florida, he plans to sail through the Panama Canal. Then, he plans to travel to the Los Angeles, Honolulu, Tokyo, around the tip of Africa and back to Holland. If this trip succeeds, he jokes, my next goal will be to build a plane out of ice cream sticks and fly it around the world. Does he really want to sail around the world? Yes, he wants to travel to Los Angeles, Honolulu, Tokyo, around the tip of Africa and back to Holland. Does he believe that this trip will succeed? Yes, he hopes to get success. Does he have another plan? Yes, he says that if the trip succeeds, his next plan will be to build a plane out of ice cream sticks and fly it around the world. So that was the end of the mini story for today. So don't forget to throughout the week to listen to this over and over at least 20 times. When you're listening to it, stand straight. Have a good posture. Breathe deeply, be alert and smile. And as you do this, you will be learning English. So goodbye. Lesson 3.2. POV 3.2. A Dreaming Fisherman. Welcome back. Today we're ready for another POV. I hope you're ready to listen. So make sure you are standing up. Make sure you're alert. So, hands around, jump up and down, whatever it takes to get ready and get blood moved in and circulating and get ready to pay attention and listen and remember. More you listen, the better you will learn. Let's go. A fisherman named Hans Andersen has been planning to sail around the world since he was a teenager. he doesn't have any sponsors who can support him. So far, these days, he's looking for a sponsor. He was working hard the whole day and fell asleep, and now he's having a dream. Fortunately, he has found several sponsors who subsidize his trip. First of all, he bought a beautiful, good-equipped 40-foot yacht and has had a pleasant voyage. Well, except for almost sinking while going around the tips of South America and Africa. The voyage has gone so smoothly that, looking back on it, he has felt it is too easy. He has just felt that he needs a challenge. He has decided to build his own boat recently. But that's nothing new. Several people have already built their own boats and sailed them around the world. No, he has just needed a unique boat. Watching TV commercials, he has got it. Ice cream sticks. He would be the first man to sail around the world in a boat that has been built exclusively of ice cream sticks. He has put out the world since he saw that TV commercial. Within 3 years, school children from all over the Holland have sent hands 15 million ice cream sticks. He has used these sticks to build a 45-foot replica of a Viking ship. After all sticks glued together, Hans has taken his new boat out to the sea on a one-week voyage. "It's magnificent and seaworthy," he proclaims. He has already planned to set the sail in early 2020 with a crew of two. He has just thought to sail across the Atlantic to Canada, and then down to Florida and through the Panama Canal. Then he has planned to travel to Los Angeles, Honolulu, Tokyo, around the tips of Africa and back to Holland. "If the trip succeeds," he jokes, "my next goal will be to build a plane out of ice cream sticks and fly it around the world." And now, it's time to listen to the future tense. A fisherman named Hans Andersen is planning to sail around the world. He doesn't have any sponsor who can support him. So far, these days, he's looking for a sponsor. He's working hard in the whole day, and now he's planning his trip. If he finds several sponsors who subsidize this trip. First of all, he will buy a beautiful, good-equipped 40-foot yacht and will have a pleasant voyage. Well, except for almost sinking while going around the tips of South America and Africa. The voyage will go so smoothly that, looking back on it, he will feel it will be too easy. He will feel that he will need a challenge. He will decide to build his own boat. But that will be nothing new. Several people will build their own boats and will sail them around the world. No, he will need a unique boat. Watching TV commercials, he will get it. Ice cream sticks. He will be the first man to sail around the world in a boat that will be built exclusively out of ice cream sticks. He will put out the world. Within 3 years, school children from all over the Holland will send hands 15 million ice cream sticks. He will use these sticks to build a 45-foot replica of a Viking ship. After all sticks will be glued together, Hans will take his new boat out to the sea on a one-week voyage. "It's magnificent and seaworthy," he will proclaim. He is planning to set a sail in early 2020 with a crew of two. He will decide to sail across the Atlantic to Canada and then down to Florida and through the Panama Canal. Then he is planning to travel to Los Angeles, Honolulu, Tokyo, around the tip of Africa and back to Holland. "If the trip succeeds," he jokes, "my next goal will be to build a plane out of ice cream sticks and fly it around the world." Okay, that is all today's POV lesson. Be sure to remember to listen to these lessons every day. For at least 1 week, 7 days, make sure to listen to these over and over. And as you do, remember to move your body, smile, jump, and shout while you do it. Remember, always enjoy your English learning. I will see you next time. Goodbye.